We're looking at the very beginning of the Meshlech to Vayikra. Issa b'medrash. Kama pa'amim hizhira ha-teira al-hager arba'im u'shmayna pa'amim. The Medrash points out that the Torah fully 48 times mentions the ger and gerim and how carefully we have to treat them with respect and understanding. Neged arba'im u'shmayna pa'amim be'er ha-kosuv b'teira. That's the Me'ah Shelech. The Me'ah Shelech says that famously, the word Be'er appears 48 times in Torah. Ha'inyan, Bazeh, Ki'isa B'Gemara, Chamishim Shari Bina Nivru Ba'olam. There are 50 gates of understanding in the world. B'kulam Nitnu L'Moshe Chaser Echad. 49 were given to Moshe. One remains elusive even to Moshe, known and appreciated only in Shemayim. Nimtza sheyesh l'meish rabbein memtes. Ulechol Yisrael memches. So that Klal Yisrael has 48 shaare bina, 48 shaare bina maximum. She'en b'yacholtam l'hagia l'madregas l'meish rabbeinu alav ha'shalom. We cannot reach the 49th, that level of bina, of understanding that only Moshe attained. We can only reach 48. The reason that it says be'er, or be'erois, be'er, a fountain, a well, a source for knowledge and understanding, the be'er is the desire, because before you can access Torah, you have to want. The 48 sha'arim of bina are accessible to those who want them. Not coincidentally, in the Mishnah in Avos, the Kinyan Torah, where the Mishnah, famous Mishnah Kinyan Torah, 48 different character traits and efforts are needed to obtain Torah. So that number 48 represents what you need, what you must have, most importantly, what kinds of desire, what tshuka is it that drives you? And that's Be'er. Now he says, Va'al zois, hakavana nemar gam ger memches pa'amim. So now he says that's why it says ger 48 times in the Torah, because ki hager mashabola karevis atzmai tachas kanfei ha'ashchina, hu gam kein rak mimasha nimtza by goydel tshuk. The ger, because he has this tremendous desire, that's what's able to make him a Jew. Ki b'sherish chayav, his roots, meaning his real essence, otherwise, certainly biologically, ainu davuk b'Hashem Yisbarach kidvegas b'sherish achayim ainu davuk rak mishenelid mizera ha'avos. To be attached to the source of life, to be attached to Elokim Chayim, you have to be a yid, you have to be from the avos, and a ger is not. But the desire is there. And the desire of the ger is what moves him ultimately tachas kanfei hashchina. And that desire, therefore, like the be'er, ger appears 48 times in the Torah. Fascinating. Because that's what makes the ger. The be'er of cheshek, of desire, of passionate drive to become attached to Hashem. V'neged zehu yu memches kroshim b'mishkan. It's because of the memches sha'arei bina that are accessible to us. That's why there were 48 kroshim comprising the walls of the Mishkan. V'gam al zeh nemar b'zayir HaKadosh. That's why the Zayir on the pasuk v'nohar yoytze me'eden lahashkes es hagan. So the Zayir says there are 48 droplets of holiness that come every day to the tzaddikim in this world. In other words, that which is coming down from Shemayim comes from that source, that's being referred to in the pasuk, v'nahar yaitzim me'edin lahashkes es hagan. Kibuchol yam noitif memches tipin. V'zeh inyan perish a pasuk v'yikra el Moshe. That's what v'yikra means. Kriya hi tshuka v'kivu b'leiv. The desire, the want to have Hashem with you, that the heart wants nothing but to be with Hashem and to hear from Hashem, nothing else. Vayikra means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Moshe Rabbeinu should have a heart that passionately reaches for and wants nothing but Hashem Yisbaruch. Ulefish HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan b'leiv Moshe kriya v'kivui, this desire, this hope, this inclination toward nothing but Hashem was put in Moshe's heart. Yosin mikol Yisrael l'chein zochel l'shar hamemtes. So he's saying that as great as Moshe Rabbeinu was fashioned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The clay kibul, the vessel that was Moshe Rabbeinu, was a vessel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in this world, and that Hashem helped to create. And that's what Vayikra El Moshe means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just call him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him one who has a calling. Moshe had a calling. And that was something HaKadosh Baruch Hu fomented in Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's see the next piece. Vayikra El Moshe, Ksiv. V'hoya terem yikra ovani ehena oid hemidabrim v'ani yashma, the Navi says. Before they call out, I answer and respond to what they need. They're still speaking and I hear them and I do what they need. The question obviously is, ma'achash Hashem yisbaruch oina, once the Kadosh Baruch Hu answers and takes care of what they need, why are they still medabrim? Ma'achash Hashem yisbaruch oina, ma'inyin oid ledabr levakish. Ach ki kriya hainu tshuka v'tzipoi. Terem Yikro means before they even have a desire to call out to me, to be with me, to fulfill my will, I give them, Bnei Yisrael, the desire to have a relationship with me. That's the tshuka and the tzipui of Vayikra El Moshe. Who Amrai? Terem Yikro, Vani Ane. I provide Am Yisrael. I provide Yidden with some beginning of a desire for things that are holy. Before the person wants to become a holy Yid, Hashem provides him with what he needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the desires, some of the other interests and inclinations that otherwise would keep people so far away from being with Hashem, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, living holiness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clears away a little piece of us so that we're not completely fully involved, enamored, and therefore swept off our feet with Olam Hazeh. He makes us somewhat sensitive that there's something else, something greater, besides the alluring Olam Hazeh around us. There's a place in the Yiddish hearts, that opens up a place where the person says, I want to do Hashem's will, I want to know what He wishes of me, I want to dedicate myself, at least parentheses, somewhat, to what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that space in a person's heart. And we have to appreciate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made and opened that space in a person's heart. And then eventually, the person is able to become Kadosh V'tar, and he wants nothing but the Rishayin Hashem. So he is explaining the pasuk as follows. Terem yikra'u, before they have a real desire and before they are involved with me and dedicated to me, ani e'ene. I bring to them a place in their being and in their identity where they recognize that they want to, should, will connect to me, be with me, care about what I care about, even though they're not fully dedicated 24/7 to me, that I cause them to have a place in their love, in their Yiddish hearts for me. Oidei medabrim v'ani eshma means, and then taking it further, they're able to then develop a tshuka where they become avodim l'Hashem, and they are completely, completely dedicated to me. V'zeh ha'inyin ha'yakan. This is what's happening with Moshe Rabbeinu and the continued relationship of Moshe. He's going to talk about now how the Mishkan was built and the next stage in the development of the relationship of Klal Yisrael with the Rabbeinu Shalom is Avodas HaMishkan, Avodas HaMizbeach, and that belongs to Aaron HaKohen. But Moshe Rabbeinu is still there for the Torah aspect, and that is because he wants so much, even if he's not going to lead the Avodah, but the Torah of the Avodah should be his and should come through him. V'zeh inyan ha'yakan. Kishenigmar ha'mishkan uksiv v'loyachal Moshe lovay al oil ma'id. Because the Onan fills the oil ma'id. Oz chashav Moshe b'daitoy she'ad ata hoya ha'esek shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael b'divrei Torah. Till now we're on Har Sinai. I'm on Har Sinai. I'm a Kabbal Torah. I come down, he says, build the Mishkan. Things are changing. Till now, things were Torah of Oz Hayahu Hanivcha LeKabbal HaTorah L'Olam Dol Yisrael. He was the one chosen to learn the Torah first, then teach it to Klal Yisrael. Va'ato Pasach Hashem Yisbarach B'davar Chadosh. Now it's a new era, whole new era. Mishkan, Zbeach, K'tayris, Menorah, all kinds of Avodah. Hashem warrants Lasek in Yisrael. A whole different kind of Asik, a whole different kind of involvement. For which Aaron Uvanov, they're the ones. Ube'emes, hoyu l'moshe Rabbeinu tovus ayin l'Aaron. Moshe doesn't begrudge Aaron the Avoda, not at all. Ach, but ma'od shokak l'dvar Hashem, he wants the Dvar Hashem. Just the Torah of the Avoda should be spoken to him, taught by him. He doesn't want that to end. He doesn't want all of that which was how he was the conduit of Torah on Sinai. He doesn't want it to end. He doesn't want that there should be such a radical change in the relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlalom that he doesn't receive Torah anymore. Meaning because Moshe was concerned that Aaron is going to be the one doing avodah in the Oil Ma'id. I know Achishaloi Hayaloi Shum Cheshek L'Shum Davar, but because Moshe Rabbeinu wants nothing else but Torah, Hashem Yisbarach says, you're the person who, even though you're not doing avodah, but the Torah of the avodah, the guide of how to do avodah, the teaching of how to do avodah, it's coming through you. Why? Hainu Achishaloi Shaloi Hayaloi Shum Cheshek L'Shum Davar. Because Moshe wanted nothing else but Torah and to learn Torah, to teach Torah, to guide Am Yisrael, Alpi Torah. He wants nothing else. He just wants to be with Hashem and be a conduit of Torah. That's what his name says. Ki min hamayim mishisihu. He's drawn from water. That's why the Be'er, he mentioned the Be'er in the first piece. The Be'er represents that desire to be a wellspring of Torah, the desire to run with and flow, to be a flow of Torah, to be a flow of Hashem's emes. L'chein bachar boy Hashem Yisbarach t'chilo l'divrei Torah shi'itnu al yadoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Moshe because he's the one with that cheshek. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave him that cheshek, but nevertheless, he is the one with that complete desire for Torah. He wants the Torah. Not personally. He wants the Torah in the world. And personally, he wants the Torah. Therefore, in the world, and he wants to live, be, breathe Torah. So that's the person who is the correct conduit. V'zehu terim yikro v'ani ene. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him that way. Even before he became the conduit. Hashem made him into the conduit. Hashem created him and fashioned him into being this vessel. When Moshe then continues to look to and desire and hope that he will be the conduit of Torah, Shigam teres hakarbonos yalchu al yadoi. That should continue. It should continue to be him as it began, that Torah was given through him. The Torah of karbonos should come through him. Zehu oidhei medabrim v'ani yeshma. Terem yikro v'ani ana is the fashioning of Moshe into the person whose cheshik is so great there is nothing else but being Torah, living Torah, and giving over Torah. Once he has that, it continues, not only in the area of Torah, but in the area of Avodah. The Torah of the Avodah will be also through Moshe. And that's that continuation, that's Oidhem Medabrim V'ani Yeshma. Oidhem Medabrim. There's more to be taught. There's the Torah of Avodah to be taught. V'ani Yeshma. Like Hashem Baruch Hu says, that also is yours, Moshe Rabbeinu. As he continues in the next paragraph, Vayidaber Hashem, I love, Hashem spoke to him and told him, this is how the Karbon Oila, this is how the Karbon Chatas, this is how the Avodah is to be done. Haynu she'omaloi emes. She'maisa ha'avodah shayich la'aron dafka. You're right, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Avodah is going to be Kahanim, Aaron Ravonov. Ach ha'dibrois v'ha'tzivuyim shayich rak l'cho. But the teaching of this, the Torah of the Avodah is shayich, meaning it belongs, it relates to you. V'haraya, the proof is, shemizeh balucha hatshuka l'shma yoysa mikula. The fact that it belongs to you is proven by the fact that you have that tshuka. Because I won't give Torah unless there's a complete desire, pure desire for the Torah. And who has it? You! So that's why the Torah now, turning to the Avodah, begins with a whole introduction that it's Moshe again who's giving over the Torah of the Avodah. The Dibros and the Tzivuyim are shayach to him. The practical application and performance is shayach to Aaron Levanov. V'lezeh v'yikra be'alef z'ira. So that's why v'yikra is written with a small aleph. Ha'meira al pshitus. Shehayel l'meishin abeinu aleph v'shalom. Oz tevas ayin la'aren. The anvasonus of Moshe Rabbeinu to say, all I want is that the Torah of the Karbonis, I should know. The Torah of the Karbonis, I should give over. The Karbonis obviously belong to Aaron. That's for the Aaron. That's for the Kahanim and Aaron Uvanov. V'lohaya kavanose rak lishmoya hadibur. He just wants to be the one to hear the Dvar Hashem. V'zeh Omar Iyov. This is the understanding of the Pasuk in Iyov. Yudalid, Tikrav Anochi Eneka. You call and I will answer. L'maisi Yadecha Tichsayf. You have the desire for Maisi Yadecha, for what you created, man, and what man can accomplish, what his neshama can become. And now he explains, Tikra Haynu Bachar Bi V'Nosan Licheshek. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chose me and caused me to have the desire to do your will. Again, that's what tikra means. You call means you caused me to have a calling, as we would say in English. V'anoichi e'aneka. I respond. Haynu oz alay lahashlim pu'ulais hadavar. It's my responsibility to respond and to fulfill what it is that you wish. L'yosnim shechacha ritzoincha. And then the Pasuk says, L'maise yodecho tichsoif. Meaning that you have a desire for this to continue. You want that I should succeed in doing your will. Haynu machmas shetichshok lahashlamas maise yodecho. Because you want that mankind should succeed and mankind should be all that he can be and do what you want man to do. Alkein avakesh mimcha kazois. That's why I want to continue to have a relationship with you, because I know that you gave me a desire because you wanted me to be prepped, meaning to begin to do your will, so that later I should make even more room and commit myself more fully to doing what you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, he's showing that there are two stages. That's his point in explaining this pasuk. Tikra v'anechi e'aneka is stage one. And then please continue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll work to do your will. And that's the second part of Lema'asi Adecha Tichsaif. Don't you want that everything that's my potential should be actualized? It's interesting that Ibn Ezra and others have a different interpretation. He's actually here saying, not in despair, but in resignation, you can take my life also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lema'asi Adecha Tichsaif, meaning you have a desire to take my neshama back. That's a different interpretation. And then he says, well, this will conclude, Upirish oid hay medabrim vaniyesh makiyesh shnei mine aniyos betfila shneim einam toiv. There are times when you can be answered in tefila, but not the way you want to be. Both of these are not the best way to be answered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'alef, the first, harishon, k'meishin hizbar b'tainis, shenena tekef k'odim shereitzel hispalo k'meishin hizbar sham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even wait for you to daven, he's not interested in hearing from you. So even though the response seems to be a positive response, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what you want, what you need. But that's very much like he gave Nachash what to eat, because I don't want to hear from you. You can crawl around and draw nutrients out of the dirt and out of the soil and without having to want and turn to the divine. I don't want to have a relationship with you, Hashem said to Nachash. That's not a good way to be answered. V'hasheni, she'enu nene, the other extreme is that you're not answered. Rak al yidei haftzaris rabbis, you have to beg and beg and plead excessively. That's not good either. L'chei nemar, tchila, that's why the pasuk Yishayahu, and this we read on Taneisim when we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him to help us, we say this pasuk, because we first say, Terem yikro v'ani ene, that even before you actually come before me, I'm ready to answer you. But that's not a very great madrega. That's not what you want. I can do that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says through the Navi Yishayahu, that's not how you should want it to be. You want it to be that I give you enough of the motive, enough of the cloudy day that you should want to see some sunlight. I give you a little bit of darkness that you should want and beckon for the light. V'achakach oid hei medabrim oz eshma b'ritzayin hashalei. You continue and want to speak with me and want to daven to me, then I will answer you b'ritzayin hashalem. That's an improvement over just giving it to you before you even have a chance to ask for it. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us first without us having a chance to ask, and that doesn't mean that we're finished. Adarabah, he's saying, so here, but you didn't earn it and you didn't ask for it, and it wasn't given, so to speak, b'ritzayin hashalem, as the Mea Shalech says. But we continue and say, okay, we'll try to do better. We'll try to have a relationship with you, and we'll try to ask for our needs, and we'll try to say humbly that we don't deserve to necessarily have everything you'll give, and we'll try to deserve more of that which you might provide. So we'll try to be better. We wish to express ourselves humbly to you and continue to ask you and continue to depend upon you. Oz eshma b'ratzon hashalem. K'mayt yisa b'gemara, Omar mashav ruach u'nishav zika. He says mashav ruach, and then the winds begin to blow. Moir ageshem v'asa mitra. And then after saying moir ageshem, but only after saying it, begins to rain. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a sense, responding to tefillahs, when and if we daven, is showing much greater love for us and desire for us than if he just gives it to us without us asking. And that's the pshat in Terem Yikro Vani En Oid Him Medabrim Vani Yeshma. But with regard to our parsha, with regard to Moshe Rabbeinu, Terem Yikro Vani Ena means to give in Moshe Rabbeinu and in all of us the tshuka, the desire meaning to make a place in our lives cleared of all other rather foolish and, let us call them, diversionary substances that and concerns that we should not be involved with. And that's the beginning of clearing out a space where we therefore desire for Hashem to be in us and to be with us. And as that grows, that makes it possible that we should become fully devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fully involved with and pushing for fulfillment of the Ritzayin Hashem.